Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Our Gatherings Are Schools of Instruction. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah, and I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your peace, blessings, and mercy upon him, upon his family and companions, and all of those who follow them in the best of ways until the last day, amma ba'd, to continue. I urge you and myself, O believers, to have taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And have taqwa of Allah, and know that Allah is knowing of all things. Ayyuha al-mu'minun, O believers. Amongst the wisdoms acknowledged by people and used in their aphorisms and proverbs is the saying that gatherings are akin to schools of instruction. And indeed, such gatherings, O servants of Allah, are truly so. For we find in the gatherings that are intended to bring about an exchange of wisdom and knowledge, then we find in these gatherings that they are like schools of life wisdom, where both young and old meet, where families come together, and where we learn the value of dialogue and fruitful conversation. So brothers and sisters, indeed the frequenting of gatherings and meeting different people in them is an opportunity and a blessing. And it entails that we in turn should honor such gatherings and give them significance, for they are places where we can learn beneficial things, which we in turn should beautify with our good manners, should observe the proper etiquettes therein, should learn the way of caring for attendees, and honor those who visit us. For our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man kana yu'min billahi wal yawm al-akhir, falyukrim dhayfah." That whoever believes in Allah and the last day should honor his guest. And part of this honor entails that we give them our attention, we give them our tawajjuh, our orientation, and we listen to what they have to say, and that we not be distracted by phones or similar devices and other such things, because it's not courteous to be preoccupied with a phone whilst your companions and guests may be trying to converse with you. And so let us consider the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he used to be in his gatherings. They say that when one of them used to speak, the rest of them used to be as if birds were perched on their heads. In other words, they would listen. And it was as if the speech of the first of them was just as important as the speech of the last of them. And they would never be distracted or cut each other's speech. To the point that it's narrated that once the Prophet ﷺ was wearing a ring, and at times he would look at it, and he then said, "Shaghalani hadha ankum." He said, "This has distracted me from you." Ilayhi nadhra wa ilaykum nadhra. That if I look at this, then I have to look at you. And then it said that he discarded the ring, he took it off and turned his intention exclusively to his companions. So brothers and sisters and servants of Allah, we should honor the secrets and the intimate conversation of our gathering and not disclose this to each and every one of people that we know. Because every gathering has an amana, has a trust. And this also entails that we don't take pictures of people without their permission. We don't put things about the gatherings on social media, because all of this is a lack of respect and a lack of honoring of the privacy of people who are partaking in the gathering. And we should also beware of disturbing the harmony of gatherings by engaging in slander and backbiting. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن لأكل لحم أخي ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله. And do not backbite each other. Would one of you like to eat the flesh of his brother when dead? You would detest it. So have taqwa of Allah. Brothers and sisters, we are honored in this country and by the nature of being Muslim and wheresoever we be in the Muslim world, to have beautiful customs and traditions to upload. And this part of these beautiful customs and traditions is also the nature by which we gather and be with one another, and the specific adab or manners of etiquette of being in such gatherings. So what this entails is that these are actually opportunities to impart the etiquette of the believers to the young, and for the young to see how the old are people who carry themselves through their own wisdom and etiquette that they have acquired through the years. So it entails that for those of us who've lived a bit, who are in our advanced years, then we have to learn to be role models for the young in such gatherings. And for those who are young, it entails that we learn the proper way of respecting our elders. And so these gatherings become a way of social transmission, of a way of continuity, of teaching the Islamic etiquette of interaction. And it also entails that we learn the way of hospitality, the way of honoring each other. And we do this in accordance with always recognizing that the goal and the way a gathering is ultimately to be sanctified and to be judged is by making sure we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger therein. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا جَلَسَ قَوْمٌ مَجْلِسًا لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِيهِ وَلَمْ يُصَلُّوا عَلَى نَبِيِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانَ عَلَيْهِمْ تِرَّةٌ. No people sit in a gathering without mentioning Allah and without sending blessings upon their Prophet, except that it will be a source of regret for them. In other words, brothers and sisters, the ultimate yardstick by which our gatherings are judged is by the degree to which we draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so if a gathering is bereft of the remembrance of Allah and bereft of mentioning and sending blessings and the salawat upon the Messenger of Allah, then these are gatherings that are ultimately bereft of all goodness and which shall ultimately be means of sorrow. So part of what we've been commanded to do is to have taqwa of Allah, وَكُونُ مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, and be with the people of truthfulness. So the people of truthfulness are the people who remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who helped orientate us in our lives towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why one of the things we've been taught by our Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, which in turn he was taught by Jibreel alayhi salam, is to end our gatherings by saying, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Saying, glory be to you, O Allah, and to you is all praise. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except you, and I seek your forgiveness and repent to you. And such a supplication, not only being an expiation for whatever may have occurred in the gathering of heedlessness, also acts as a reminder to us of what the purposes of such gatherings should be, that there be a purpose of glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of reminding us of the nature of tawheed, this witnessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of His oneness, and there be places where we are aligned towards seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and turning to Him in sincere repentance. And this is how we should ultimately orientate our gatherings, because the gatherings then become a microcosm or a small indication of how we should be orientating our larger lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orientate us towards that which is best, that which is fruitful. May He rectify our affairs. May He make all of our gatherings oases and sanctuaries of happiness and love, filled with tranquility and mercy. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.